Aber so we're going to be learning Simon Tov Reish Zayin, say the video be Mincha Be'ev Yom Kippurim tonight, page 144 Be'ezer Hashem. I was just last week, I was reminded what the video is really meant to look like. I was reminded, a moshel. What was the moshel? The moshel was that the boy, you know, I work in a school, so I had somebody, one of the year four boy, he by mistake, it wasn't really so mistake, it was negligence a bit, he tore one of the sphoim, he tore a book, he tore, just there like, so alright, it was sent to my office. So he came to my office and I just showed him the book and he burst out crying, tears, warm tears coming out, burst out. Before I had even a chance to even like get my my drasha ready, he was already in tears. And I was thinking, you know what, that's really, there was, you know, very little that had to be, you know, okay, fine, sure, you should bring in some money to school the next day and everything, but that's really what videos, when they look at, when you're encountering the challenge of the realization of what you did wrong, and then you feel bad about it. That's really what videos meant to look like. So the burning is alochas, but of course the essential point that we're going to be have to think about, the essential point is that we've got to feel bad about this. We've got to feel bad. That's the whole idea. If we don't feel bad about it, there's not much point saying chotosi or visi, poshati. It's not much point. We've got to feel really bad about this. Say the video b'mincha be'ev Yom HaKippurim. Sif ala tzurich leizvavish b'mincha koidim sudam afsek. So we're going to see that these halachas now are addressing the... It's really talking about Erev Yom Kippur because it's the first time that we really say vidui. But what we're going to be discussing now is not specifically referring to Erev Yom Kippur. In reality, these halachas are identical, whichever vidui you want to do. So whether it's Erev Yom Kippur, halachas of vidui apply. We're going to see soon why we have to say vidui before Yom Kippur. But the same halachas will apply the vidui during and throughout Yom Kippur. And furthermore, if you want to make a vidui for any chet throughout the year, the same halachas will apply as well. What are those halachas? So now just get this clear. There is the first video we say after having completed our Seisim and Tshuva halachas. It's the mincha before Yom Kippur that we're addressing now. That's when you say the video before Sudam Afsekes. When exactly, says the Rama. The Yochid Oimroi Ach Shigomat Filosai. The Yochid, the individual, says it after he completed his Tefillah. And will say it in Yom Kippur during the davening. So, in other words, the first vidui that we are saying now on Erev Yom Kippur, that vidui is said before Yom Kippur, mincha before Yom Kippur, before Sudam of Sekers, and that is only recited in the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei. It's not repeated like the vidui of Yom Kippur. Now, why do we say a vidui before Yom Kippur? Why? Oh, very good. Says that's correct. One of two reasons. Mishnah Berurah says two reasons. So kodim seuda mafsekes shema ye'ara lo dvak al kol beseuda, because perhaps chas v'shalom something bad may happen during the meal. Shechonek, he may chas v'shalom suffocate. Or, you know, people get very anxious when it comes to Yom Kippur. Oh wow, we've got to fast now for 25 hours. Wow, that's really, and they get very. Very nervous, and they eat, and the way they eat. So shechonek or shetorev dato, or he maybe is going to go off. So in other words, there is a danger. He may not eat properly. The Mishnah Berurah and Shaitzian mentions there's also a potential danger of getting sheker. People just losing control over their meal. Yeah, you're not meant to, but you never know what happens. So, you know, when the whiskey's on the side, you never know. Yeah, there's another reason as well. Another reason as well is that one should... Lifnei Hashem Titohu. Lifnei Hashem Titohu. The apostle said, before Hashem, you should be purified and clean. Before. Lifnei Hashem Titohu. Before Hashem. So what does before Hashem mean? So the one interpretation means that before Yom Kippur you should be purified already. Lifnei Hashem doesn't mean before Hashem, but before Yom Kippur you should already be purified. And therefore, you should have already some vidui before Yom Kippur. Okay. Yes, that was mentioned the Ramah before. That one goes to the mikveh. Absolutely. So one should go to mikveh and Yom Kippur. Correct. Now the Mishnah Berurah mentions over here a minik, which is actually a fairly recent minik, but a widely accepted minik, which is the minik of Tfilah Zakah.
Tfilazaka Mishnah brings away the chenog bismanani shoim as tfilazaka that people at before Yom Kippur should say the tfilazaka. There is a controversy amongst the poskim when is a good time to say it. Because on the one hand, you want to say it before Yom Kippur. That's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. On the other hand, there is a limitation when you do say it. Because when you do say Tefillah Zakah, the text that we've got nowadays, which is actually from the Chayei Adam, when we say the Tefillah Zakah, what do? During the Tefillah Zakah, it's a video process, but simultaneously we also, when we cover the Yom Tov with that as well. There's an acceptance of the Yom Tov as well. And that's a problem, because if you say it before Kol Nidre, you've then accepted the Yom Tov before Kol Nidre, which is not a good idea. Kol Nidre should be recited before it's actually enough, before you've actually accepted Yom Tov. So therefore, there's a bit of a controversy in the poskim, when is a good time to say Tefillah Zakah? Most people now, they say Tefillah Zakah. I think a lot of people say it.
In
Shul, not at that stage over here. Yeah, so say a lot of people will not. I don't know if you have minigis to say. Might just been Ashkenazi minig. It's Tefillah Zakah is a tefillah which is a vidui. It's a vidui for the chatoim a person does. It goes more specifically various a person may have done during the year, and also within the text. Oh, it's quite a long text.
By himself or with the?
By himself. Yeah. Yeah. Good. So we will speak about this in Tzimtzum Tov Resh Ches. We'll talk about that. Beis Hashem. Yeah. There is a bit of a problem because maybe Kol Nidre should be said before you actually have Mekabel Yom Tov. Because okay, we'll get to Tzimtzum Tov. We'll get to Kol Nidre Tov Resh Ches. Let's just get there. Now we're still at Erev Yom Kippur. Okay. Now vidui. Okay. Let's talk a bit more about the viduyim. The vidui. What about vidui? So the see, base gives us the basic halachas of a vidui, and again, this is not just on every Yom Kippur, but this is any vidui at any time. Ain tzorech lefarid achetz, says the Shulchan Aruch. You do not need to specify the aver you have done. You don't have to specify. V'imrotz lefarid, but if you wish to be more specific, harishus b'yodo, you may do so. Now, that is a discussion, because we're talking about over here, we'll see soon, we're talking about public vidui. So you stand up, you say, I've done chet. I've done an avera, and my avera is that actually my shop was open on Shabbos, or I ate this Mars bar, which Mars bar is not a good example. I ate this McDonald's thing, and I feel really bad about it. So the Shulchan Aruch says ein tzarech lefarid the chet. You don't have to specify which avera you did, but if you want to specify, you can do so. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that it depends a bit what makes sense. When would you want to do it in public? When would you want to say publicly which chet you did? When do you want to say it in public, and when do you not want to say it in public?
If it will cause embarrassment to
yourself. Okay, you're saying embarrassment. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, so while some poskim do go then Yom HaLach, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it depends if the Avera was done in public or not. If the Avera was done in public, let's say somebody's shop was open on Shabbos, which was quite an open thing to do, public thing to do, and he now feels bad about this, so by all means, if you say in public, gentlemen, this was wrong, my shop was open on Shabbos, I'm not going to do that anymore, I was really wrong. If it was a chet in private, then perhaps don't tell everybody, because it's not needed. You don't need to do something in public. Because if you're publicizing an aver, which is not a great idea. If it was done in private, you don't have to publicly proclaim that. Now, one sec. The in mitzvah de belachash. But if the video you are doing is belachash, is a quiet video, okay? Then the loch is different. Then nochan lefaret achet. In that such an instance, then you've got it's much better to specify the chet you did. So again, if it was a public avera that you did, then you should do the video in public. But if the chet was private, then you should privately do the vidui. Aval kshemispalel bekol rom, o yishleach tzibuk shechoyzer atfila, ein tzorech lefarid achet. But if the Rama says, if again you're doing vidui in public, such as you are the chazan, or you're davening with the tefillah, then ein tzorach lefarei the chet. You don't have to publicly say that. Ma she'omrim al chet, because beseder aleph beis lo mikri poiret. Now, if we are talking about publicly announcing, publicly doing a vidui, what we say the al chet, which is according to the aleph beis, that is not really considered a specific vidui. Some, but it's not really specific enough, Dhamma says. Why? Dhamma says, you're not really saying it in public, you're not really specifying it, you're just saying it together with everybody. That's not specific enough. It's a text that is part of the Nusach HaTfilah. So if you want to be more specific, because it's a private avera that you did, you want to do more specific, the al-chit that is said publicly, that's not good enough. You've got to be a bit more specific. So Rabbi Yisai, everything which is done in public, that's not specific enough. If belachash, privately, a person wants to do vidui, it's got to be more specific, in quietly and privately, to be more specific.
Well, even if he hasn't won.
Yeah.
What I'm saying,
the al-chit,
that applies to me, that's specific.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, to be, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, so the mission again, Rabbi Yisai, a person is really not ein tzorich lefaret achet. A person doesn't have to. It is best. It is better to. The Shulchan Aruch says ein tzorich lefaret. You don't really need to specify the chet. You are yoytze vidui also when you're being more generic. If you want to make a better vidui, you specify it if it's in private.
I've even said the lashon before.
Because it's too many. Yeah, but that's not, you're right. So Mishnah Berurah says over here in Tzivkotn Beis, "Ein tzorich lefarid achet, elo k'she'oim astam chotosi yotzei de mitzvos vidui." If a person says generically, "I've done a sin," that's good enough, really. If you want to do reshus biyodo, it's better. If you want to be misvada belachash, it's better. But you're right. If a person doesn't specify the chet, either because it's just too many, or because it's not feasible, it's your person is yoitz about just saying chotosi. You're right. Our nusach haTfilah that we have got nowadays, who has that generic, I can't say disclaimer, it's the wrong word. It's got that generic statement that we've got so many chatoim, it's hard to specify them all. Lemaisa, Rabbi Yisai, if you look in the Chayei Adam, has in his, and it's been published many times over, Chayei Adam writes very common averas a person does. And if a person wishes to be more specific during the vidui, he may want to choose and think about them, state them, verbalize them quietly during the vidui. But again, ein tzorich lefarid achet. A person doesn't have to be, but Jesus said chotosi, person is really binyotze. We're talking about privately if he wishes to make a better vidui.
Process
of saying something wrong, regret it, when do it again, Kabbalah Salah Asir. You have to say it for each of the things, or it's a very, or that's generic. For each one. I suppose, every, yeah, I think every chet needs that. Every chet needs a full tshuva process, yeah.
And every time, the same thing again, all the
tshuva? Yeah. Now, the Mabit says that even a partial tshuva is also a partial sincere tshuva, he's also very, very choshuv. And it's not like, if a person only puts on half the filling, he hasn't done the mitzvah at all. As opposed to tshuva, the Mabit says, if a person does a partial tshuva, that's also very, very choshuv. So it's not either zero or not, either everything, it's not black and white. There is a process. But yes, every tshuva needs that, really ideal world, every avir needs that process.
Yeah. Each time.
You mean every time? No, not every time. No. Hey, if a person has done one sincere vidui on one avera, that's absolutely yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Person has to know himself. Yeah. Okay, save Gimel Rabbeis. That's all. Chleis vadois meumot. Vidui needs to be done meumot, standing. Vidui, you've got to stand. And even if you have heard already the vidui from the Shliach Tzibur and you have done already the vidui, still you have to stand. So even for standing, hearing of the vidui still must stand.
When a person should repeat the vidu with the shliach tzibur.
The main part of the vidu is aval anachnu chatonu. Now, why is it what?
Even though he said it already.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone was in Valenu or Ashrin. Something
there
that they've
done
already, they still say Ashrin.
Yeah.
Or
something else, I think. Olenu? I don't know what else. I don't know. Yeah, but it's that kind of thing. Yeah. Yes, correct. Yeah. Now, why is it important to stand during vidui? You can say Shema when you're sitting. You can say, what else can you say? You can bench when you're sitting. It's all the rices. Why vidui? You've got to stand for vidui. So much so that if a person doesn't stand.
You have the witness and the defendant, so the defendant stands for testimony. Set
of goods. So the Mishnah says, I think it's what you mean. Mishnah Wins have gotten involved in you, it explains.
You can't be relaxing. Like, all relaxed. You sit down, you put your legs up. Oh, it wasn't good to do this, that time that I, So you've got the hachno element. How should you translate hachno? The
supplication,
the humbleness, all that is better achieved by standing as opposed to sitting in a relaxed position. Siv Dalet, Avonis Shizvadalem Biyom HaKippurim. Now I have a question on this. Avonis Shizvadalem Biyom HaKippurim, a person did vidui, Yom HaKippurim. Sha'avah, so he did in the past, Yom Kippur, he did a proper vidui, sincere vidui. Okay? Velo shino aleihem, and he did not repeat those averes. Example, please. Example. 5 years ago, he what? 5 years ago, he
went to McDonald's.
He went to McDonald's. And because of that, he missed mincha as well. Okay? Not realizing that the cheeseburger was too good, and he missed mincha, whatever. And he also forgot that it was Shabbos. So it was pretty bad. So, he felt really bad about this, okay? But Yom Kippur afterwards, he did a very, very sincere tshuva. Really sincere tshuva. He never did it again. He never stepped foot in there. He never did it again. Never ever did it again. Can you, the next Yom Kippur, the year after, can you ask Mechila again, Hashem? Again. And 2 years later, and 3 years later, can you know?
You repeat the same thing?
No, you have not repeated the same sin. You did not.
Why? Because he's still feeling bad.
He feels bad about it, yeah.
He's still feeling
bad. Still feeling very bad about that time.
He
was part, yeah, he did Yom Kippur, he asked for forgiveness. But the next Yom Kippur, he remembered about this.
Being cleansed of that sin.
Okay, so here is the Chiddush Rabbeisai, and I do feel it's a very great Chiddush. You may ask Mechila again. So say, somebody lived a life of sin, a life of averes, and he didn't keep Shabbos, didn't keep anything. And he did the proper path to tshuva, and he really feels really bad about this, and he's now done proper Yom Kippur, proper, and he's changed his ways completely. Next year, the year after, he still feels bad about it, thinking about his past years, his past sins, he can still ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechila. I struggle with this a little bit. I struggle with this concept a little bit. Why do I struggle with it?
Once you've done it.
Exactly, because once you've been through a Yom Kippur, surely this sin has evaporated. We're talking about a proper sincere tshuva.
But there's levels in tshuva.
Okay, but Yom Kippur works. Yom Kippur works.
So maybe
you can achieve a greater level of tshuva.
I said a trap that he realized in front of him that he said.
You feel even worse. It's a bit in line with what you were saying. It's a bit in line with that every year you feel that was so, you feel worse and worse. Because you are growing in Avodas Hashem, nice vault, very nice, very nice. I'm accepting that. It's a really good answer. As a person grows in Avodas Hashem and a person grows in his understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness on the one hand, and how bad his sin was on the other hand, that discrepancy, and then therefore he feels, and therefore he can, for that newly acquired understanding of the chet, for that he can do tshuva the next year's start.
Ah, yeah. This is interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Now, the Mishnebuah Tziv Kotten Yud Aleph says, during vidui, do you answer Kaddish and Kedusha or not? When you say Chatano, when you say Oshamnu Begadnu or Al Chait, any parts of the vidui, do you answer Kaddish or Kedusha? Rabbi Sai, you are saying Oshamnu Begadnu, and you hear a Kaddish Kedusha. Do you answer yes or no? Do you answer Kaddish Kedusha in the middle of Oshamnu? You did. You should. Yeah? You should. Mishnebuah Tziv Kotten Yud Aleph Atyan says, Eile Dabar B'Shas Vidui, you may not speak during Vidui. Fafilu B'Mi Yisal Chet, even if Yisal Chet, Shechotot El Fonecho, you know, mustn't talk. However, Ochein, Lano is Kaddish Kedusha? Yes. Kaddish Kedusha, you do respond. Yesh Lipstik Afilu B'Em Tzer Shamnu. B'Shas Amir Zal Vidui, Kshimas Ke Chet? Yeah. So that's what it says. Rabbi Yisai, here it is. A person does answer Kaddish Kedusha during any parts of the vidui, Oshamnu al Chait. Mishnah says that we who says Yake b'shas amir zavidu k'shemas k'achet Yake be'egoif with his fist ala chose. You have to, whenever you mention the chet, when you mention the chet, k'shemas k'achet, not when you what? Which words do you, when you say, when you recite, which words do you? Kshemazkir hachet. Kshemazkir hachet. When you mention the sin.
Okay.
When you mention the chet. I understand his Mishnebuah, and that's the way I always felt that people sometimes may not get it right. Kshemazkir hachet, when you mention the sin. Shalchet shelefonecho ba'oynis uverotzoin. So when do you hit your when you say be'oynis uverotzoin, not al chet shechaton elefonecho, I believe what the understanding of this mishnah, what he really means, is kshemazkir achet, when you mention the sin, al chet shechaton elefonecho be'oynis uverotzoin. I think that's what the mishnah Berurah means. What? Askel does not say that. Says when you say chatono. Oh, okay. Okay. So the Chavasio is my ancestor, so I've got to be really careful. Okay, but I believe the Mishnebuah has the simple understanding. Thank you very much for pointing it out. On your heart. And why do we do that? Very interesting. Why do we do that? It's also interesting. You say, Ato, you caused me to sin. You put to the heart. Oh, you caused me to sin. What do you think about that? You bang the heart. Oh, you did it. You did it. My heart. Ato goramto. You caused me to sin. My heart. Yeah, but it's interesting. Because the Mishnebuah says ato goramto, because it looks like the sin emerges normally from the heart, which is probably, I don't know, this expression of ato you is a little bit misleading, because really the lev is the innermost source of a person. It's like a person really, really failed bitterly. It's like rotten to core, as we say. You know, if it's the heart that did it, that means you're rotten to core. So it's the rotzain, the leaf. Yeah. But it's just the expression, atah, you, is a bit misleading, because it's ani. Okay, so that's what he says. Well, that sounds like a disclaimer.
Now I'm separating myself.
It wasn't me, it was my heart.
Well, that's what Shiva does.
I'm innocent.
That's what Shiva does.
Yeah, disconnecting
I'm
from the...
I'm associating myself from that.
From that, you want the inner selves to him. I see. Okay, we've got to think about this. This is the Hashkofa. Is it the innermost of me is... Interesting. Okay, something to think about. Okay, I hear. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this is... So a person May the Shulchan Aruch taught us that a person may go back to previous sins that he had 29 years ago. I did an Aveira, I can go back to that. I can go back to that and ask Hashem for Mechil again. Now, the Mishnah reminds us, okay, that's definitely okay, but
You mustn't forget one thing. Sivkot Yud Gimel. Ve'av ben odom lechaveiroi. Well, we address now is ben odom lechaveiroi. With regards to ben odom lechaveiroi, what else do you have to do? Gonav, if you stole, ve'gozla ve'chadoyme. If you caused somebody financial or monetary damage, ha'fal b'shemoch ha'loi ve'eshiv zakzeile, mikol mokum misvada b'yom ha'kipurim le'oilom. You must remember, don't just cry, oh, I feel so bad, I stole these £2,000 I stole the £2,000, and you feel really bad about it. It's very good that you feel bad about it, but at the same time, you still must, what?
Pay up.
You must pay up. It doesn't help to just feel bad about it. You got to pay up for that as well. But because as Mishnah Berurah says, the Benom Lechaver aspect, you've got to be sorted out as well. It says also with regards to any hurt, any feeling of Benom Lechaver, you must ensure that you've asked him for Umechila, not anybody on Mokum besides monetary loss.
When you say about the widow before, I'm talking about also a weekday.
Yeah.
If you say that the widow went to shul and you hear the public say widow, you have to join. You must join them, or I think you have to say it together.
Yeah, you do. You do. It says you have to go to. You have to do with it. Yeah. Yeah.
You must say that, no?
Yeah. Correct. And just to finish off, I want to just see if you've got your Dalit. With regards to asking Mechila for previous Averis, not only that you may do so, but the Shuwin Zivkot Dalit teaches us, it's a good thing to do. So if you did something 29 years ago, 37 years ago, 62 years ago, you did once an Avera, and you still remember it, and you want to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mechila this Yom Kippur, it's a good thing. And the reason is, because it says in the Pasuk, V'chotosi Negdi Summit. My sin is before me at all times. A very humbling experience to constantly think about your Avera.
The person says, say, 20 of the details he wants to go over. How's he going to have time?
The person has to plan Yom Kippur a little bit. I'm serious. The person has to plan a little bit. Yeah, okay. Okay, I basically have to summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke about the mitzvah vidui, not only in Kippur, but any time. You've got to do vidui before Sudam Afsekes. We learned also one does not need to specify the sin. It's much better to do so. Certainly if it's in private, in public not so much. We spoke about the idea that a person should do vidui whilst he's standing. And if there's a vidui taking place, one should join in. However, when a person is doing vidui individually by himself, he should only be interrupted he should indeed interrupt Kaddish and Kedusha, whichever part of the vidui may be at. We also learned that previous averis, which happened a long time ago, a person may do vidui again. And in fact, Mishnah Berurah said it's a good thing to do. I wish you a very good evening.